Hello. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. How are we doing? Coach Betsy here, along with Coach Lizzie, that I'm going to bring up right now. Who's ready to talk about no BS private coaching? Love me some private coaching, y'all. I know Lizzie does too. There you are.
Good morning.
Ooh. Oh, and Julie's raising her hand too. We're gonna have a party here.
Yay! It's a coach party.
She's coming. And then Coach Heather is in the chat with us, but let me. Okay, Coach Heather's, did you want to come on screen, Julie? You want to come on?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Just making sure. And then Coach Heather, I think. Well, Coach Heather, if you want to like raise your hand and you she does she you don't have to come on screen because I know she's going to be in the chat for us and checking out the Q&A. And but look, before I get any further, let me change my name, y'all. Only one thing at a time. How are y'all doing today?
So
How's your Saturday?
terrific.
All right. Coach Betsy, here I am. Okay. And so Heather, if you want to raise your hand again, and then you'll be able to be in the Q&A. There you go. Okay. All right. And you can just keep your camera off if you want to. So, all right. Y'all ready to talk about private coaching?
Absolutely.
Let's do this. Okay. So Heather is going to be in, like I said, in the chat and in the Q&A. So if y'all have any questions as we go along, anybody, any specific questions about private coaching? I'm hoping we'll get most of them answered today. Just talking here and y'all just chiming in and, just talking whenever you want to talk. We'll get most of the questions answered. I am hoping also that we have a few private clients that are going to be able to come on screen with us and talk about their experiences in private coaching. So that's going to be super fun too. So if any of y'all are here, just go ahead and raise your hand and then we'll bring you on in just a little while after we talk about a few other things in terms of, okay, there's Paula. I know she was coming. So if anybody else is around who's in private coaching and wants to talk. All right, I see a few hands getting raised. So that's awesome. All right. So let's introduce ourselves first. So I am Coach Betsy. I always say I've just been around here forever. I think I found Corinne back in 2006, 2007. And long story short, I became a coach and have lost 70 pounds with Corinne and now have worked for No BS for almost 6 years. I can't believe it. So it's been just, a wild ride. So, and I love the main part of my role here is to do private coaching one-on-one with No BS women. So, and that's what we're here to talk about today. So, Lizzie, why don't you go next?
Sure. So I am Coach Lizzie. I think the newest coach on the team. But I found Corinne around 2020. I had been on my own journey for sure. Prior to that, and that was around the time I became a life coach and a weight loss coach, and was following Corinne. And she was so pivotal to me, particularly in the normalizing of the four ends. The normalizing piece of just I had a lot of internal shame talk and like it's all my fault and I'm broken, something's wrong with me. And when the just that one little piece of the four ends and normalizing, I was like, oh, maybe I'm not the problem. And I've just been such a fan for so long. And I love, love, love getting to be a private coach because we get to work individually with each person. And while the four basics definitely apply to everybody. Everybody has their unique things that are challenging. And so I love being able to kind of help clients dig into what their unique challenges are and help them make progress. Yeah.
Yes. Love it. All right, Julie, take it away.
So, yeah, hi. I am No BS Coach Julie. I have been a No BS coach just a couple days shy of 3 years now, which is unbelievable. And joined the membership in 2020. And have lost 88 pounds, I think, as of this exact moment. So I'm midway through my journey, which is really exciting. And I love working with No BS women that like to take big ass action, like go for it, like change careers and like go for it in their sex and intimate life, go for it in their weight loss. And I myself, Betsy knows, because she went on this journey once with a group of people. I started competitive stair climbing at 350 pounds. And that was one of the first things that I was brave enough to do in my journey to my weight loss and to being an OBS coach. So I want to support OBS women taking big ass action in their lives too.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love it. Like y'all have inspired me. Like now I want to say more. Like, wait a minute. I didn't say that. I work, we all work with all kinds of no BS women who are working on all kinds of things. And actually that was one question I saw somewhere about like, well, I want to work on, you know, my thoughts around retirement, or I want to work on, parenting, and does my coach have to have experienced that herself? And my answer is absolutely not. Like, we are all trained to coach on anything. Now, if you have a coach that you definitely relate to, or just feel connected to for some reason, you absolutely can request to work with them in private coaching. And so that was just a question that I had in my head that I'd read somewhere. So but I, kind of a love for me in private coaching is to definitely work on our members who have a history of binge eating. I have a history of binge eating. And so that is just something I really enjoy coaching on. But I have clients who are just working on anything and everything, as I know you all do too. So just private coaching is just so amazing because we really can help our clients with anything, because it just all comes back to your thinking and the stories you're telling yourself and all of that. So, but
Betsy,
we are here today.
Something, yes. I heard yesterday, I was listening to a podcast completely different, but it was, somebody talking about a program, and the speaker said, some people weigh the cost of a program or hiring a coach, and they think of the cost, financially, which makes sense. And some people weigh the cost of being in the same place a year from now. And I was like, oh my God, that just blew my mind. And it reminded me of when, for myself in 2020, I was in a professional career bit of a crisis, and I paid $2,000, hired a coach to, be in a program. And I had only 3 one-on-one calls with my coach. And in those 3 conversations changed my life. Like, mm-hmm. And the cost of what it would have been to stay in that job where I was, having heart palpitations, high blood pressure, just stress, not happy, fast forward that 3.5 years versus now where I am just feeling like I'm so aligned and living in my purpose. It's like life changing. And so mm-hmm. I just wanted to share that. I heard that yesterday. I was like, oh, yes, exactly.
So how... Go ahead, Julie. Go ahead, Julie.
I just want to add on to that, in agreement, because I did the same thing when I joined NoBS on day one. I signed up for a private coach, and Betsy was my private coach. And during that time that I worked with Betsy, I lost some weight. I also changed careers. I got life coach certified. Like, I did all these crazy things, some of which she didn't even know I was working on, but Betsy just supported me and helped me believe in myself, which I didn't necessarily have to sit and talk to Betsy about every single thing I was doing to be completely altered by the work I was doing with her. So I just want to throw that out there. I worked with Betsy for a long time. I had to give up working with Betsy to be an OBS coach.
And I was very sad about that. But yeah, that tells you that it's like the your coach is not there with you all the time. I always say, I'm not there slapping food out of your hand, right? To, it's like, that's not what coaching is about. Coaching is really to help you become the person that you want to be, at all times of your life. When you're not on the coaching call with your coach, it's more about how you're living your life. I mean, that's what we're trying to do here, is to help you live your life on your own and make the decisions that you want to make and really live the life that you dream of. And we can help you do that in you know, one session a week and the Slack interaction that we'll talk about in a minute, it's like coaching is just so amazing, y'all. It's like, it's just this, how we can help our really our clients prepare to go out and live the lives that they want. So it's and really be accountable to themselves. And yeah, it's just, yeah. It's just so powerful.
Something else I wanted to add, like one of the, you two may have experienced this as well. One of the things I love the most about going through life coach training was that we had to do practice coaching, of course, but you also had to practice being the client, and it forced me to be the client. And that was so powerful and pivotal because I was like, it does not matter how many, you know, tools I know, how much life coaching, you know, like I know the things, and yet we are all like, you can't read the label when you're inside the jar. And we are all inside the jar of ourselves. And so I was like, I will always forevermore now have a coach. And I speak to my coach, you know, on a regular basis. And I think I was thinking about this morning. Like, I think like the more I do coaching and the more I have awareness of like, oh, Lizzie, that's a thought. I'm like, oh, dang, I got to talk to my coach about this, because she just, even though I know the things, she helps me remind me of the things that I know. And she also helps me get outside of my own head and just show me a different perspective. And I think particularly in weight loss, like there's so much information out there. I mean, a lot, right? And so we think I should be able to do this on my own. And like, it doesn't matter how much information you have. Like we all need that outside perspective sometimes and be like, what if you could look at it from this way? Or like, what are you making that mean? And, you know, it just is so helpful to me to have my coach, you know, reflect back my words to me. And so I guess I wanted to just say, it's so great to be the client because it helps you realize how valuable it is.
Yeah. It's you know, such a reminder, or just, you know, we talk about a lot that we, most of us have our own coaches or we're getting coaching on a regular basis. And so there's not a time in the future where, you know, you're going to have everything figured out and you're going to be able to see the label on the outside of the jar, right? You're always going to be inside of the jar sometimes, and you're not going to be able to see the outside, and you're going to need someone to help you with that. And so I just always say I will always have access to a coach in my life because I know the power of it. And that's what we can be for you all, is to really help you see the label on the outside of the jar. I love that visual, Lizzie. That's really good. All right. So we could sit here and chitter chatter all day, but I do want to cover a few specific things. We are actually here today because, as you all know, I'm looking up at the date. It's November 1st. We know what's happening. The holidays are coming for those of us who do celebrate these holidays coming up in November and December. And some of you all may be thinking that you want to give yourself private coaching for the holidays, or to maybe talk to someone else about gifting you private coaching. I mean, you know, I was thinking as I was coming on here, like, do we need another sweater? Do we need another, you know, pair of gloves? Or could private coaching be an amazing gift that you could kind of hint to your loved ones about giving to you? And so we have a very simple little process that that Coach Heather can put in the chat, and then we'll also have in the write-up of this call, to kind of again hint to your loved ones that who may be interested in getting you private coaching. And it is really just to email our support at pnptribe.com and tell them, and attention Vern, y'all know Vern, our amazing customer service leader here at NoBS, who is amazing. And just let them know, let her know that they want to pay for private coaching for someone. And what they need to have for you is your name and your email address that you use here in NoBS. That's so important, y'all, because I know I have 4 or 5 email addresses. What email address do you use for NoBS? And so that's what they need to have. And then Vern can send them a special link to register and get you private coaching. And what this is, and I know there was also a question in the Q&A about kind of just how private coaching works, and we'll talk about that in a second. But this gift would be for the initial 3-month commitment of private coaching. And that's really how it works, is that we want NoBS women, I always go back to quote Corinne, we don't want any tire kickers in private coaching. We want NoBS women, grown-ass women, to show up for at least 3 months of private coaching to really see what you can accomplish and see what you can get done in that 3 months. Now, I know Lizzie and Julie, y'all, I mean, most of my clients, and I probably y'all's too, they stay far beyond the 3 months. And we want to work with y'all as long as y'all want to work with us. But we do ask you to make that 3 month commitment at $14.97 for private coaching to start out with. So like I said, Heather has put it in the chat, but we'll also put it in the write-up of this call and that kind of that process. But it's super simple. You just email support@pnptribe.com or your loved one does. Let them know that they want to do private coaching, and then your name and your email address that you use to sign up for NoBS. So that's, it's just as simple as that. And then they'll get a link to pay and get that for you. So how amazing would it be to get private coaching for the holidays? So, but yeah, we're just here to talk more about that, to talk more about just how private coaching works, and to also hear from a few members who are in private coaching right now. So let's just address a few things about maybe with some folks who may be on the fence about private coaching. And Julie and Lisa, you just chime in. So what about someone who's thinking, I'm just afraid I'm going to like pay a bunch of money, or my loved one is going to pay a bunch of money and I'm going to fail again? What do y'all have to say to that person who's on the fence about private coaching?
Julie, you want to take it or you want me to?
Oh, you go.
First of all, I want to honor that fear. Like, let's not just gloss over that. Like, you have a fear of failure and failing again, and your brain is just trying to protect you. That's so normal. Again, like, we go through the four ends. It's so normal that you would have that fear. And I would say two things. Number one, bring that fear to your coach and say, here's what I'm afraid of. And then again, the beauty of private coaching is that you get to work one-on-one, you and your coach co-create the custom actions, steps, support that work for you. And so if you're like, I am afraid I'm going to fail again, we're like, if you were my client, I would say, I get it. I feel you. Let's honor that. Let's give it some space. And now let's put in some supports, some, I like to say, like scaffolding, so that we can make sure that you have the steps in place, the structure, the accountability that will make sure that you don't fail, that you do succeed. And I also want to emphasize, like, imperfect progress is with a key. Like, if you're thinking like it's going to be a completely linear process and I'm going to be just like from here to there with no bumps in the road, that's not how it works. Like, life is life. So expect imperfect progress, but also, know that you can co-create with your private coach exactly the support and the scaffolding you need to help you and make sure that you don't fail.
You have anything to add, Julie?
I'd love to just add, like, if we're looking to the past to decide how our future is, so you're looking backwards and deciding you're going to fail forwards, you probably are going to. So how about, like, decide that's possible. Fine. What else is possible?
Love that.
Like, literally, if you tell yourself you're going to fail, you're going to work towards finding evidence of where you're failing. If you tell yourself you're going to succeed, where are you succeeding? I had a client on the live call last night talking about, like, her commitment to not quitting. She's like, this is my no quitting zone. Like, I'm all in on myself. Like, and she had all these different ways. She was all in on herself. And it's like the idea of never quitting on yourself. And she was so solid. Like, I'm literally just not quitting on myself. And she was like, this is hard. That's hard. This is this, that's that. But like this fundamental underlying, like, I will not quit on myself. And so, like, reminding yourself, like, it's normal your brain has fear. It's normal you see your history and, like, have thoughts and feelings about it. And that still doesn't have to dictate your present. It doesn't have to dictate your future. It's just history.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So, like, I was listening to y'all and I was kind of keeping an eye on the Q&A and the chat to, cause I wanted to address a couple of things in the Q&A just as we go about, someone said they're just not sure if, if one call a week or a 125-minute call a week is enough for them. And by the way, that is how private coaching works. And I'll share the private coaching page here that's got all the answers to how private coaching works. But you do get up to 125-minute call per week with your coach. And I've talked to a lot of No BS women, y'all. About private coaching. And that is a very, very common kind of concern or question that, like, oh my gosh, what can we get done in 25 minutes a week? What can we, you know, how can I figure this out in just 25 minutes a week? And number one, it's not just 25 minutes a week. We do have daily interaction via our messaging app called Slack that we work with our clients on as well. So there's a lot of coaching that goes on in there. But I just want to address like the question, because it's really coming from kind of what you all were discussing, where it's this, you need less than 25 minutes a week to figure this out. Because if you just decide, y'all, I'm like on fire with this podcast I listened to this morning, because it's just about deciding that this is what you're doing. Like you said, Julie, just like you're not quitting. That's what a decision is. If you just decide you're not quitting, then these 25-minute calls are just a matter of kind of just redeciding over and over again, and maybe tweaking a few things and addressing a few things. But y'all, you have everything inside of you that you need to be successful with anything in your life. And we are just here as coaches to remind you of that every week when we talk. And when we talk in Slack, it's just reminding you of the power that you have every time you are faced with, and I talk to my clients about this all the time, whether to keep eating or stop eating, you are capable of making that decision and redeciding over and over again that you're not quitting and you're going to make that decision in the moment to be successful. And so that's why 25 minutes a week is plenty. And again, you don't even need all that, because you have the power. It's up to you, and we can be there to support you.
So, I just want to add, Betsy, like, yeah, whoever was asking this question really just has an idea of what's possible in 25 minutes. And asker, you're just wrong. Like, there are times where like 5-10 minutes and like there's this boom moment. There's times where you work on the same thing a couple of appointments in a row. But yesterday I had a client that like at the 15 minute mark, she was like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, okay, so we've got a few more minutes. Like, we've got 10 more minutes. What do you want to talk about? In that particular case, she's like, oh, I was made whole. And she decided she wanted to go forward and like work on it. Like, didn't want to change subjects, was like super excited about where she was at. That's great. If you take the whole 25 minutes, it's great. If you're participating in the written coaching throughout the week, that's great. There's a lot of opportunities. I would urge whoever asked this question to open up their mind to what could be possible in 25 minutes. If you had no clue what was possible, could you imagine what might be?
I'd like to add to that as well. Like, I have not every client, of course, but I have a handful of clients that we go back and forth almost daily in Slack. And I've had a couple of clients tell me how helpful and powerful it is for them to write out their thoughts to me in Slack, that like they're doing a lot of processing and just communicating with me outside of our 25 minute weekly session. And they're able to have their own ahas. I've had clients make me videos and like send me like, here's what I'm thinking about right now, and I'll video them back. And so there's the 25 minute call weekly, but there's a lot more to it that you can still communicate with your coach and have that ongoing dialogue beyond just that 25 minutes of face-to-face time on Zoom.
Yes. So much value in that Slack interaction in between time. Okay, so let me go ahead and share my screen with the private coaching page, just so, and Heather will put the link. It's right here at nobswomen.com. And let's see here. Where is it? There it is. Okay. I think that's it. Okay, yes. Y'all see it.
Yep, we see it.
Sure. Okay. So this is our private coaching page here at nobswomen.com that you just scroll down here on the left. Actually, let me just show you from the homepage. I like to do that just because We've got so much amazing stuff on our homepage, and I want to show you exactly where it is from the start. So if you scroll over here on the left, you'll see Ask Coaches and Private Coaching. Now, y'all know about Ask Coaches, right? That's another amazing resource, but we're going to talk about private coaching here. So let's click on that. There we go. Okay, this is our private coaching page. And so some of our amazing coaches up here at the top, there's a kind of a little intro video, just a short video from Corinne. But this is where you sign up right here. So if any of you all, you heard us today and you're ready to sign up, go for it. But there is a lot of good information on this page that y'all can review, and we'll get a lot of your questions answered that I've been seeing in the Q&A and in the chat. Another thing that I want to remind you all of is that there's a chance that your work benefits could be applied towards private coaching and or your membership in NoBS. And so you definitely want to look into that as a possibility, and there's more information there. And then we've just got some, some information here about why private coaching is a perfect fit for you, all the different kind of features of private coaching that we've been talking about, the how we set goals with you from the very beginning, the weekly coaching calls, the interaction with Slack. We also have a Facebook group that's only for private coaching members where you can get in and help each other, find accountability partners, all that kind of stuff. And then here are our amazing private coaches. So there's Julie, there's me, there's Lizzie. We have Coach Kathy, Coach Mish, and Coach Christy. And then Coach Heather, who is in the chat with us today, and then in the Q&A, and then Coach Ashley. So this is our amazing private coaching team. Someone did ask about, can I choose my coach or can I, and I've kind of addressed that already, but you absolutely can request to work with a specific coach. I actually recommend like maybe two or three coaches that you might be interested in working with. And then we'll do our best to meet that request. And then every once in a while, it's just not a good fit with your coach for several different reasons, maybe, or just, a handful of reasons. And that is okay too. You all are NoBS women, all right? You're grown ass women and you want to advocate for yourself. So if for some reason it's not a good fit, you just reach out and support, and we will absolutely help you find the coach that is the best fit for you. But I like to say that you get who you're meant to get with private coaching. Like if you just say you don't have a preference, then all of our coaches are amazing. And again, we can all coach on anything, whether we have experienced it or not in our lives, because again, it just goes back to your thinking always. And so, this is our kind of roster of amazing private coaches. And here's the last video we did about private coaching, and we'll probably replace this one with that one with this. And then some testimonials from current clients and we're going to be hearing from some clients here in a second. And then just a few more things about private coaching, the details that will get all of your questions answered. But for some reason, you all do not get your questions answered after this call or after looking at the page. There's this little button here, and that actually comes to me, and I will answer your any questions that you all have. So you all can do that from here on this page. So that is the page. Some of you all ask about the price, and I mentioned it is $14.97 for the initial 3-month commitment, and then it is $4.97 afterwards. And so, like I said, a lot of our members are getting so much amazing benefit from private coaching, and they're really making things happen for themselves. So they just continue on, and they get that that call every week and that Slack interaction for as long as you want to stay with us. I know a lot of us have clients who've been with us, especially Julie and me, since we've been around for a while. We have clients who've been with us for years now. And like we were talking earlier, I will always have a coach that I work with. And we really, truly believe in coaching. So y'all have anything else to add?
Just that, like, if a client has left coaching after they've done their initial period, they get to come back month to month. Yeah. And we've had clients jump between us month to month clients. So I recently had someone for a long stint of time that was with another coach for a long period of time.
Yes.
And that, like, sometimes you want to work on something different, or something about one coach resonates with you for a specific topic, and that's possible too. So mm-hmm.
yes. So that's the amazing benefit of being inside private coaching. You can get different perspectives from different coaches. And then once you have completed that 3-month commitment, you can stay in private coaching. But then if you were to leave, you then could come back on a month to month basis at any time, cancel anytime. So it's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So, all right. And I think someone mentioned, some of our coaches do have a wait list right now. They're just at their capacity with private coaching. And so if you had a specific coach that you wanted to work with, it may be a matter of getting on a wait list with them, but that's fine. And then that gives you time to review the No BS weight loss course while you're waiting to really get yourself ready with Before Basics and practicing your habits. And then you'll be good to go to hit the ground running with your coach when you come up on that wait list and get started with your coach. So, and all of that is just, if anybody has any questions about a specific coach and their availability, you can always just email support and we'll get your question answered. So, all right. Are we ready to talk to some private clients, some real private clients? I'm so excited. All right. I thought it'd be fun. I'm just going to bring all of them on. I just thought that would be fun. And let's do it. Let's just have us a big old private coaching party here. So we're going to bring on Paula and we're going to bring on Rhonda and we're going to bring on Mary Ann. So let's get them in here and let's talk. Welcome, ladies. You can turn your camera on. There's Paula. And there's Rhonda. All right. And there's Mary Ann. All right. Well, welcome, ladies. Thanks so much for coming on and sharing your experience. So, Paula, you're kind of first on my screen. Why don't you just kind of introduce yourself and talk about how your experience in private coaching, maybe how long you've been, who you're working with, and maybe something about like really how private coaching has benefited you.
Absolutely. I actually even made some notes last night, so I kind of knew what I was going to say. I've been around No BS since 2021, and I've been doing private coaching since the beginning of this year. And I decided, I mean, like everybody, the price tag is a little scary, just going to be honest, and I'm retired. But I looked at it like, well, how do I want to spend my retirement money? Do I want to spend it on me? Do I want to spend it on trips? Do I want, and I kind of looked at it like, well, I priced it out for a year and I thought, yeah, damn it. This is worth it to spend it on me, and my husband was 100% behind that. And I started out with Yesenia. And it was interesting because a few months after I started coaching, I got breast cancer. And so that kind of changed a lot of things for me. And Yesenia, surprisingly, I get more therapy almost than, the weight loss tips and tricks through my private coaching. And Yesenia was actually there for me and she helped me with telling. She like coached me through telling my family and my sisters and stuff, which was the scariest part for me. And I will always be grateful to her for that. I got switched over to Kathy. And now what's interesting, what's really resonating with Coach Kathy is I have a really hard time believing in myself. That's my number one thing. I don't know if any of you other ladies, I think weight loss is magic and it's for like witches and wizards and it's for other people and it's not for me. It meaning that I don't get to be in that club. I'm on the outside always, but I don't get to be in the club. And so what Kathy's doing is helping me on, she's really focusing on future you and having me believe in myself and having me acknowledge my wins and different things like that. So that's the biggest thing for me because I didn't realize I had such a bad or such a hard time with believing in myself. And I'm still struggling through that. And the other thing I made a note on is I thought that private coaching would be more of like drill sergeant Like, I'm going to get into private coaching and they're going to tell me do this and this, and you have to get back to me every day on what you did for this and da, 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 da. And I thought I needed that, but I don't need that. That's not what I needed. And that's not for me. That's not what private coaching has been. It's just been, it's a Northern Star for me. That's what's really created for me. And the biggest thing that Coach Kathy has done for me is, you know, when you get breast cancer, and I'm cancer free right now, but there's always a thing of reoccurrence. That's the biggest fear. And what Kathy has helped me see is right now I need, as far as weight loss and everything, I need to get myself into the best shape that I can be if something happens down the road. And that has been the most phenomenal thing anyone could have helped me with, because I never saw that. I just had fear of reoccurrence. And now she's like, no, look at it as that's a beacon. That's a Northern Star for you. And so I'll be forever grateful to her for that. And I originally thought I'd do the 3 months, but I've been in it since January. So, and I don't see myself, quitting at any time, because I just truly, truly enjoy it. And the other thing is the notes that you get at the end of the session. You know, I first, when I was doing, I was trying to take notes, and Yesenia was like, no, we take notes for you. Don't worry about it. And the notes that I get back are phenomenal. And I look back at them all week. So that's me.
Love it, Paula. Yeah, just to clarify, Paula mentioned that she was switched to a different coach. And I know there was a question in the chat. And that is because Coach Yesenia has moved into another position here on our team to work with our business membership. And so you absolutely, as long as your coach stays inside private coaching, you can stay with them for as long as you want to stay with them. But Yesenia just happened to move to a different role on our team. And so then we worked with Paula to then get switched to Coach Kathy. So, but again, like we said a minute ago, just if you want to switch coaches and again, get a different perspective, just get a different type of coach, then you absolutely could do that as well. So thank you so much, Paula, for telling us your story. And I think that really helped a lot of people. All right, Marianne, you're next. Tell us about your experience.
I really just wanted to come on to love on Coach Lizzie for a little bit, because I've only been in private coaching for about 5 weeks, although I've been a member for 2.5 years, but I was feeling like I was stuck. And I had lost some weight initially and have not lost weight for a long time. So, okay, what's next? So I'm sorry for the cattail. So I thought I'd just bite the bullet and try some private coaching. And I'm really not someone who likes to ask for help. So even just being here on this screen, not even knowing how many people are watching, is freaking me out a little bit. But I have had such a great experience with Coach Lizzie. I just can't say enough. She's my only experience so far, so I can't speak to any of the other coaches, but I can imagine you're all equally wonderful. I'll just target really quickly three very quick things that I've already learned, I guess, in the last 5 weeks. So one is Coach Lizzie helped me to learn how to maximize the content. There's so much content. And if you're a perfectionist like I am, you feel like you have to listen to everything, do everything, make notes on everything. And she gave me some strategies for really maximizing how to best utilize all the wonderful resources that are out there for us. Secondly, very simply, just having some other perspective on the BS that floats through my brain on a regular basis over and over, just having someone else kind of point out, a different perspective or a different way to look at things has been really helpful. But I'll say the top thing, and this is something we've just started working on this week. And I don't want to overcommit Lizzie or any of the coaches for anything that that she's done for me. I don't want to commit her for other people, but I know she'd do it because she's just wonderful. She's helped create like a private daily questionnaire that like pops up in my Slack every day to kind of analyze some things the night before things. So it's kind of in addition to my morning journaling, I get this reminder every morning to talk, you know, to answer these questions that I helped come up with. I mean, it's very, very customized. That's the point I want to make, is that it's not a cookie cutter, like the journal, the daily journal. You know, those questions are great, Corinne's journal, but maybe tweaking them a little bit for you personally is really, I think, going to be a game changer for me. So just to get that kind of really personalized attention, I think is really worth every penny of the scary $14.97 price point. So I think that's what I wanted to say.
I love that, Marianne. Thank you so much. Like, I love, you reminded me of this customized experience, because that really is the benefit of private coaching, that, you know, above and beyond our regular membership inside NoBS, because, you know, we hear kind of, you know, coaching calls that we all do, or that Corinne does, that's kind of one-off coaching calls that can be very beneficial to the member and other members as well. Inside private coaching, we are talking to you every week, and we're, you know, maybe communicating with you through Slack, you know, on a regular basis. And so we get to know our private clients inside and out. We get to know their patterns. We get to know their relationships. We get to know things. And so when something comes up again, we can point that out to our private clients and say, you know, remember there's a pattern of this, remember this, and remember that. And so that really is a huge benefit of private coaching, is that we get to know our clients so well that we really can help them see what they're maybe not seeing themselves, because we do know their patterns. So I love that you pointed that out. Yeah. All right.
I just wanted to add on, Marianne, thank you so much. And also one of the great things about working with you, Marianne, and to everybody who's listening, is like the way Marianne shows up. So it's obviously, it's a two-way street, that she has come on every call just open to learning, open to seeing a different perspective. And she's like, give me the goods, give me the accountability. And so we've been able to really, you know, just as she said, kind of customize her experience and work together. And she's telling me what she wants and she needs. And I'm like, let's go. And so, Marianne, I really want to honor you for how you show up, because it takes two and you're just killing it.
That's sweet. Thank you. If I drop off, it's because I have to go somewhere with my family. So, good luck to everybody.
Much, Marianne. Thank you. All right. All right. Last one, best one. And I'm a little biased because she's my client, Rhonda, a longtime client. So welcome. What do you have to say about private coaching?
It has been so helpful. And I didn't plan on sticking around for, it was like 1 year, and then I dropped out for about 10 months and then have been back almost 4 years, no, 3 more years. So about 4 total. Part of it was my doctor has noticed a difference, not only in my weight, but just in my whole attitude. She said that I was aware more than most of her patients, and that has helped. And Betsy has gone through the aging process with me, the retirement, but and Paul, I also made notes. But the big pieces were decision making, not just about dieting, but just about anything. I have gone through health issues, diet mentality, reinforcement of what I've learned at camp. I've learned to stop worrying, or how to do the columns and how to make the decisions on that. Dating in my late 60s and 70s. Oh my God. Setting boundaries, new and exploring. Went through a house fire, putting that back together. But self-discovery, learning to just put things on paper and find things that are going on. The coaching is less slacking off when you know you've got to check in once a week, but also the daily Slack. And I can write, ramble 3 to 5 pages of journaling, And she can condense it into one question to make me think and dig deeper. And if I'm off topic or not going deep enough, it's just another question. The daily checking in, those who said is the 25 minutes enough? Well, in the almost 4 years of total coaching, I think we maybe had a lull maybe three times and then found other things to talk about. It's just beneficial to me. So many people have noticed how it's my self-confidence is better. I continue to see the glass more half full than half empty. And the dieting, I'm still, you know, I've gained 15 back. It's coming back down. It's, I don't know. I'm not sure how to put it into words like everybody else. It's
a vast. You've also learned to say no.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Right, Rhonda?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And for retirement, I wasn't sure that somebody so much younger could understand that. And I've even had people ask me that. It is the right questions to ask. I was exhausted in retirement, was so busy. And then the process of learning to say no, and liking my reasons. Right now I've got a big decision to make, about moving to a CCRC, a continuing care retirement community. I know I'm eventually going. And so what I've done is I've put a date on the calendar to when I'm going to make the decision of when to get on a waiting list. Yeah. So it's, yeah.
Just your great examples of, I think for you, decision-making has been an amazing.
That's been huge.
Amazing tool for you that we've worked on together. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Rhonda. We've got one more. I believe this is Heather's client that's coming on, Harriet. And she raised her hand. So I wanted to give her a chance to come on. And then we'll wrap things up here with a few final questions. Harriet, there you are.
Hi. Sorry, I was late.
No problem. So tell us about what you love about private coaching.
You know what? I have been private coaching with Heather for over 2 years. In October was our 2-year anniversary. And, you know, when I first started private coaching, I was definitely in more losing weight mode. And at first I was just like, how can 25 minutes be enough? But then I realized if I just take the time to think about what I want to talk to, have my data together, it's just such a much more fruitful conversation. And I think the great thing, and so through like the first year and a half, I lost around 15 pounds. I know that first year I worked with her, I set a goal to lose 15 pounds. I had like overall, I kind of came into no BS and that I need to lose 40 to 50. We'll figure it out. I'm like 25 in, but the fact I could set a goal and actually accomplished it, that was like miraculous for me. And so what I love about the coaching is just that weekly check-in, you know, she's always asked the right question. And I know that I will make something like seem like I will just like talk, say I'm talking through a discovery worksheet and it will be kind of not superficial, but high level. And then she'll say, well, what happened earlier on in the day? So she just always knows the right questions for me or how to reframe something so it's not so bad. I'm not being so self-judgy. And I know like this past year, I've had a lot of family stuff. My family's in Texas. I'm in Chicago. I've been going back and forth. My parents are 85. That's why I was late getting on this because I was on a Zoom with my folks trying to help them with some doctor stuff. And so, you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, this year I haven't lost any weight. I've actually gained some. Am I wasting my money? Am I wasting Heather's time? And then I'm like, you know what? No, this is part of the whole maintaining a healthy weight and a healthy lifestyle. And to have someone to work with you to go through the ups and the downs is like the best gift I've given myself. And I know it's spendy, But I just look at it, this is what I'm investing in myself, and I budget the money, and I, you know, literally 2 trips to Target, and I funded my coaching for the month. So it is the greatest gift I've given myself. I have a couple of friends that I've encouraged to do coaching, and they've gotten in and they haven't utilized it and they popped out, but you can always get back in. But it's, I guess, for someone who's on the fence, I think the great thing is you can try it for 3 months and see what you think, and you can always stop. But I don't know, I just can't imagine not having Heather as one of the resources for me to like live a healthier lifestyle. So that's kind of where I am with the one-on-one coaching.
Love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Harriet, like that you just really kind of addressed, I think, a lot of the people that might be on the fence. And so yeah. I think you answered a lot of their questions. Speaking of questions, well, first off, thank you all so much, Paula, Rhonda, and Harriet, and then also Marianne. Thank you all so much for coming on. I know you're not as used to being maybe being on camera in front of a couple of hundred people here, but I really appreciate you all sharing your stories and just sharing, you know, really, I think, helping a lot of the members who may be on the fence. So y'all can just hop off whenever you want to. We're going to wrap things up here with a few questions. Lizzie and Julie, do y'all see any questions in the Q&A that you might want to address? Julie, have you got one?
Yes, I do. Okay. Someone asked us if we were self-conscious about when a client wants to swap to a new coach. And I can't speak for anybody else. You guys could speak to each other, speak to it too for yourselves. But I personally don't. I understand like the idea that like first you might not think someone's a fit. That's fine. Sometimes you want a different perspective. We have a client in the chat that's literally asking about Betsy's and my availability because it's somebody that's worked with both of us and I think also has worked with other coaches. And it's just completely normal for her to sign back up and like work with the coach of her choice. I in no way think it's personal if she chooses Betsy or Betsy, I assume you don't have many thoughts about her choosing me. We're just like, this is our client. We're her person. And like, whoever she wants to work with, we want you to get your results. So whoever you're working with that supports you getting results is what I would assume every one of the coaches wants.
Yes, yes, definitely. Definitely. And like, you know, those are our thoughts, right? And we have our coaches that we can, you know, get help from with our thoughts. And so, you know, don't worry about us, right? You do what is best for you. And that is a big thing with me is that, okay, advocate for yourselves. Again, if you just want to switch or if it's not a good fit for whatever reason, advocate for yourself. Don't stay just because you think you have to stay with someone. Just try another coach. And so that's what's amazing is that just reach out for help and we will help you find the best fit for you. So yeah, so that's just, you know, what we really encourage everyone to do. So yeah. Anything else?
There was a question about like weight loss success for the panelists and not everyone signs up. Yeah. To focus on their weight loss. Sometimes you're signing up to focus on something else and weight loss is a byproduct. So really there's no requirement of why you sign up. You can sign up for any reason.
Someone was talking in the chat about grief. We help a lot of our clients with grief, you know, losing a loved one. That's absolutely a very common reason that some of our members sign up, a kind of a non-weight loss reason that, we have a private coaching. So grief, relationships, struggles at work. And it can be that and, you know, weight loss at the same time. I mean, I truly believe everything is connected. And so even if you come into private coaching focusing on weight loss goals, other things are probably going to come up because we're eating in response to other things in our lives often. So it really is just anything and everything that we do coaching around. So
Betsy, I just had a thought occur to me. I was reminded of, I heard on a different coaching podcast one time that, you know, you spend the most time with yourself, you know, the conversations you have the most is with you. And, you know, when we spend money on things, it's basically we're making an investment, whether you're investing in a car or you're investing in a purse or you're investing in yourself. And, you know, the return on investment of investing in a relationship with yourself goes so far beyond. I mean, weight loss is amazing, but let me tell you, it goes so far beyond that, that like what could be more valuable than investing in you and the relationship with yourself?
Oh gosh. Okay. So I saw one last question here, or maybe a couple more questions that I want to address before we get out of here. Someone asked about the difference between coaching and therapy. And I think it is good to address that because we do have, I don't know about y'all, but I have many of my clients who are in coaching and also working with a therapist. And that can work very, very complementarily. That can be a very complementary thing for our clients. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be one or the other. But the go-to answer to this question is that I really see that coaching can help most people. As opposed to therapy, in that therapy a lot of times is for people who are really not functioning all the way that they want to in their lives. And with coaching, if you are functioning in life and you just want to reach some more goals and you want things to feel a little bit easier and you want to just, you know, really learn to love yourself through working through all these goals, then coaching is probably a good fit for you, but it may be a good combination to do both. And so do y'all have anything to add on that?
I have an analogy for the difference between therapy and coaching is like, it's sort of a similar to the difference between going to a doctor and a personal trainer. You go to a doctor when you, not always, but typically when you're ill and you want to get well, and you go to a personal trainer when you are well and you want to, you know, advance your wellness. And so a therapist is like going to the doctor and a coach is like going to the personal trainer.
Interesting. So if any of y'all have any additional questions about that and you're just not quite sure and you need some help in making a decision, you can always reach out to support@pnptribe.com. You can direct that question to me, to Coach Betsy, and I'm glad to help, glad to, work to get your question answered. Okay. Anything else y'all want to leave everyone with before we get out of here? This has been such a fun call.
Really just thanks for the opportunity to talk and connect to all of you. I always just welcome the connections that come from doing calls like this. And it's such an honor to serve this community. When you make this choice to do private coaching, you have the whole team of us and your personal coach, because we're your people. We got you.
What about you, Lizzie?
Oh, I just so echo what Julie just said, that it is such an honor to get to work with each of my private clients. Like, I used to be a teacher, and at the end of the year, I would think, you know, I learned more than those students did. And I feel the same way with private coaching, that they get something from our work together, but I do too. And it really is such a gift and a blessing and an honor, just like Julie said, to get to work with the No BS women, because there's nothing like a No BS woman.
I will end us with, there's a video of me saying this, and I truly believe it. Like, and I see it every once in a while at camp and stuff like that, but it's true. It was true then, and it's true now, that coaching helped me believe in myself because my coach believed in me first. And that is the honor and privilege that I get to live every day, that I get to believe in my clients as they learn to believe in themselves and achieve everything that they want to achieve. And it is just the work of my life, and I'm so grateful for it. And I know y'all are too. So we love you all so much. And please, please reach out if you have any further questions, if you're not sure, if you're still on the fence. We are here to help you at support@pnpdrive.com, or ask coaches, or wherever you can ask a question, just ask it and we will get it answered for you. Don't overthink that. And have an amazing weekend. And thank you all so much, ladies. Y'all know how much I love you, and let's just have a great weekend, and Thanks so much. And thanks so much, Coach Heather, in the chat and the Q&A. She's been working. So, all right, guys, have a great day. See ya. Bye.